Letters to Physicians and Ministers, A Right Use of God's Gifts. St. Helena, California, June 24, 1903. To a young physician. Dear brother, there are many of our young physicians who, in obtaining their education, have accumulated a burden of debt, and who, by their association with self-indulgent men, have come to look upon expensive living as a necessity. When these students consecrated themselves to the medical missionary work, they were sincere in their determination to become Christian physicians, to be workers together with God, united with Him in unselfish ministry for the sick and the distressed. But in the multiplicity of their studies, and as they associated with worldly teachers and students, their Christian zeal weakened, and a zeal for self-advancement imperceptibly took its place. It is when schoolwork is ended and decisions must be made as to the field and the character of future labor that it is of the utmost importance that our young physicians shall realize that their talents are not their own, that they belong to the Master. Let them determine that they will not accept the praise and flattery of men, but that they will use wisely, judiciously, and with the strictest integrity all the gifts God has lent them. Their talents are to be increased by wise use and returned to the giver. This the Word of God specifies as their duty. They are to be producers as well as consumers. My brother, you have grown to manhood without learning the lesson that all should learn in childhood and youth, the lesson of self-denial and self-sacrifice. For your present and future good, remember that you are responsible for the use you make of your Lord's gifts. God has given you genius and capabilities. Ever realize that you must make the best use of your talents because they are not your own. They are entrusted to you by God, not to be used in pleasing and gratifying impulse, but for Him and Him alone, because they are His. The Lord has given you your work. He expects you each week to interview yourself, to find out how you are trading on your Lord's goods. Are you putting to the tax your physical, mental, and spiritual powers in an effort to please the Lord, who desires you to accumulate talents by right use of those He has given you? Your being a physician in no wise releases you from the necessity of practicing economy. There are new fields to be entered, and to enter these fields requires the closest economy. Will you be content to let others lift the cross and practice self-denial, while you indulge your fancies, spending money freely to make a show? God requires you to accomplish good with every jot of your influence and with every dollar of your money. Then will be seen the most blessed results. You need to learn the art of using your talents for the glory of Him who has lent them to you. This requires study and prayer and consecration. You should learn the science of handling money aright. Then you will not allow it to pass through your hands without producing anything for God.